To Victoria now, where the military is being deployed to support fire crews, deliver supplies and evacuate people in bushfire-ravaged areas. Black Hawk and Chinook helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft and Navy vessels are all being sent. Multiple emergency warnings remain in place for bushfires in the East Gippsland area, and authorities have confirmed more than 40 properties have been destroyed, including homes and a primary school. Rhett Burney reports.
As the bushfire emergency in East Gippsland continued throughout New Year's Eve, the smoke began to ever so slightly clear in some parts, shining light on some of the devastation. Mark is from Mallacoota.
I took a drive around the town on my way home, and unfortunately I have to say that I saw many homes that have been burnt. I would say that it would more than likely be in the dozens.
Across the fire-ravaged region, homes have been reduced to rubble. An entire primary school has been burnt to the ground. The Army and the Navy have been called in to the disaster zone. They'll evacuate those trapped in towns cut off by the fire. They'll also airdrop supplies and help assess the damage. In other parts of East Gippsland, stories of near misses have started to emerge. Mount Taylor local, Lee.
When we saw that fire take off, like, it was like, holy Toledo. I just looked up and thought, by jingoes, here we go. And it's the formation of the cloud that comes above you. But we were very lucky we dodged a bullet.
Orbost resident Jeff says his town also came close to being engulfed.
And we've experienced quite a few fires over the time, but this one here was just so loud, it was like a tornado coming through. And that was out on the mountains, which is quite away from out of the township. And it just, oh, it was amazing. Yeah, never heard anything like it before.
Jeff says faced with the same choice again, he'd not have stayed.
I think everybody's learned a good lesson, especially outlying farming areas, but just put the key in the car and get away early.
Orbost resident Jeff ending that report from Rhett Burney.